Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms, rescue me.
Welcome back, 17 Till the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Stephen King, President and CEO of GrowthForce, author of a bunch of ebooks on that'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, my friends. All you CEOs, small business CEOs out there, which you all are, by the way, I keep reminding you. The new one is called The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow, 28 Ways to Gain Efficiency and Peace of Mind Using Best Practices in Cash Flow Management. 28 ways. You know, Stephen, thanks again for being here. I was telling the audience before you got here in the earlier part of the hour that it doesn't matter what kind of product you got. It doesn't matter if you got the greatest product in the world. You can have all the other stuff can be in great shape. But if your cash flow is upside down, you're probably not going to make it. What do you think?
The famous statistic is, right, 80% of businesses fail in the first 5 years. And they fail for three reasons. They fail because of cash flow. They fail because of cash flow. And they fail because of cash flow.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the truth is in probably of those at 80% you were talking about, probably 90% of that 80% could at least have been been prevented, or at least they could have bought themselves more time to figure it out.
Absolutely. As we go through in the ebook, we talk about how do you make sure that you don't get your customers' cash flow problems become your cash flow problem.
Explain that.
So when you bring on a client and you start doing work before you get paid, you're effectively giving that client a loan.
You made him a loan, right?
And the challenge, the reason why so many businesses struggle with cash flow is they have to pay payroll before they've gotten paid. And payroll is 70 to 80% of your expenses if you're a service business or a nonprofit. You make money on other people's time. So the ability to shrink the time between when you've got to pay your people and when you get paid is the number one key. The other big one is not really understanding your gross profit. Cash flow problems come from pricing problems, mostly.
Right.
If you don't have the margin that you're expecting, then you're going to have downstream cash flow problems. So we explain how to get in and calculate the gross profit and get job costing to be able to truly see what it costs to do every job. And then
so you back into it, right? You say, okay, this is what you know your expenses are. This is the nut you got to cover. So that means that's the dollars that you got to have above the line there. And those dollars have got to come from sales, which come from pricing.
Yeah, but
you
those
right
costs where a lot of people forget to include the health insurance costs.
Right.
The project managers, the travel time.
Well, they lie to themselves about their real expenses is what they do.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And the very first thing I talk about in the introduction here is, you know, your previous guest talked about fear, worry, and doubt about is he on the mound.
Right.
Well, you know, if you have fear, worry, and doubt about cash and dealing with cash, then you're going to avoid those difficult conversations, and that's going to be a big root of your problem. So you have to go from a position
abundance. That's going to be the end of you. If you
you got to go from a position to abundance rather than scarcity, and just a mindset changes the whole thing. And that's kind of how we open the book.
Right. So what are some other tips of the other 28?
Well, day sales outstanding is the number one thing that you need to have at your fingertips. And we go through what is that and how do you measure it, and showing you how to keep your fingers on the pulse of the leading indicator about are you going to have cash flow problems in the future. We also talk about collections process, not only the proactive collections, but making who is the best person to own collections, and how do you automate it? How do you prepare for a collections call?
Are they the kind of personality that can do that job?
Yeah, and
isn't that a job you test for?
Sorry, say that again?
Isn't that a job you should test for? Make sure that you've got a collection type of personality. I mean, there are some people who are born to do that.
Yeah, and most people, what they do is they assign it to the office manager or the receptionist, who not only doesn't have the DNA, because the behaviors aren't designed to do that, I should say, but they don't have the time. It's a low priority item, and this is the lifeblood of a business. So you've really got to understand how to be firm, focused, and friendly. And also a lot of other automation in QuickBooks. There's an ability to automate with Intuit Merchant Services to have a pay now button for a client to just pay you and automate the billing, the collections, and the cash application.
Right. You know,
there's 28 of them in there.
Another thing is that I hear an awful lot is the companies just don't even bill their customers. They don't bill their customers regularly. How can you be in business and not send out invoices to your customers regularly?
Fear.
I can't even comprehend that, Stephen.
Yeah. Yeah, and accountants seem to be the worst of it, right? But you know, it's really about taking the emotions out of it. You know, have someone else do your billing, so that this way you know it's going to go out on time. And if you do the billing, you worry about, is the client happy? Did I finish that last piece of that project? Are they going to complain about the amount that I'm billing them? And if you let someone else do it, all that goes away.
What I've never understood is I love the first of the month, because that's when I was going to get to bill people for the work that I'd done.
Yeah.
That was my payday. I mean, I have a hard time understanding why people do that. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you can't get over that, go ahead and shut your doors right now, because you're just prolonging the inevitable. If you can't bill your people on a regular, your customers on a regular basis, you are not going to succeed. You will fail. Quick break. I don't care how many books you read. Quick break, 10 till. Right back with Stephen King. The book is called The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow. He's with Growth Force. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.